Well, welcome along to another episode of The Sweet Spot, brought to you by The Racing Post. And we are in the studio, a Christmas special, if you like, myself and this man, Steve Palmer. Steve, it's lovely to see you, not on a screen for once.
Hiya, Dave. Yeah, never sure where to look when I'm in the studio, but I'll just look at everything. Now, I really enjoy my trips to London, Dave. You know, as a simple country boy, the big smoke can be quite intimidating, but I've been up 2 weeks in a row now, I'm revelling in it.
That's not quite what he was just saying off camera there, but it's nice to see you, Steve, nonetheless. And of course, we are back with a winner last week.
Back with a winner, yeah. Great relief. Jaden Trace Shaper. We've been following him since he was an embryo. So pleased that he's finally rewarded that faith, and so pleased for the people that have stuck with us during the difficult patch. Just since the Ryder Cup, I think the last time I saw you was at the Ryder Cup,
wasn't it?
And you know, we had that simulator and things were going really well and we seemed invincible. Then we had a really sticky patch after the Ryder Cup, and hopefully it's behind us now and we can move on to bigger things. But yeah, thanks to the nice commentators. I mean, you follow the comment section closely, don't you? There's some really...
Not too closely.
Well, we've got...
For my own mental health.
Oh, is that it? Yeah, well, that's it. You know, it can be dangerous for your mental health. But we got a strong core of really good guys, haven't we?
Yeah.
We've got a strong core. Your Dugro Zugros, your Aaron Markhams, Andrew Bickmore, Giles Moore, Martin Tate, Mark Lewis, Richard Blackshaw, Paul Hanratty, Michael O'Connor, Frankie Burton, Kevin Hasnett, Steve the Detroit Lions fan. Don't know his surname, but he's a Detroit Lions fan. So we've got a real hardcore of good eggs, haven't we? And
okay. They've been,
you can sense the relief in the comment section from then. I love those guys. And then we've got a very small band of annoying characters, Dave, which I'm
Have
sure you're
Have you got
aware
a list of them as well? Yeah. None of that here. You're rocking the Christmas jumper. Because I felt left out, I've donned the hat. We've got the tree, the presents. It's a season of goodwill.
Yeah, you look
So we're bringing
well.
Good
look,
vibes.
We're bringing good vibes. Now, we're looking forward to Christmas. We've got one tournament to attack before the Christmas break. And then there's a bit of a gap until till we return, Dave.
Is that a relief for you, Steve? Or do you just want to be on it all the time?
I think it's a relief for my lady wife that she's had a fully focused Steve for
But the darts is on.
yeah, the darts is on. But the darts is a formality. They might as well just give Luke Littler the trophy. So, the darts can't distract me because it's already over in my eyes.
Okay, right. Well, you're, of course, joining us here on the Racing Post YouTube channel. Do remember to like, comment and subscribe. And you can hype us, Steve. Did you know that? You can hype one of our videos. Are you aware of that?
I have no idea what that means.
You can. Well, I'm not entirely sure what it means myself, but you can hype us as well. So feel free to get involved with us. We want to hear from you. Steve, listen, you can make the list on the next show, perhaps.
Please hype us. Yeah. If you're the first to hype us, then we'll give you a huge mention. Yeah.
Okay, right. There you go. The man has spoken. Right, let's move on then to a review of last week's action. Let's start with the winner, Jaden Shaper, doing the business. 12-1. Winner for you. Before we get into the tournament, a player that you've spoke about at length, you're a big fan of him.
Oh my gosh, as soon as he came onto the scene, I wanted to be with this lad. He was contending for DP World Tour titles in 2020. He finished second in the Alfred Dunhill in 2020 when we were on him at a big price. He had a fine around 75, if I remember rightly. But just pure class. And I thought he handled himself so well in difficult... You know, it was really difficult. The event was shortened, Dave. Were you following it? So Saturday was completely washed out, flooded course. So you had a 54-hole event. And I wasn't sure whether that was a good thing for Shaper or not because he was the class on that leaderboard. So, you know, when you're on the better player, you want the longer distance. Yeah. So I thought maybe two rounds were better. But he was in second place, two shots behind Jakara. And then he needed a really flying finish to get in the playoff. He chipped in at 16. Magical moment, the chip in at 16. Birdied 17. So then he needs a birdie at the last to win outright without the need for a playoff. Slightly disappointing par there. But then in the playoff, tell me you saw the playoff.
I didn't see that. I've watched the highlights. I didn't watch it live.
My gosh. I mean, after the drives, you're thinking, here we go again. Because he's hit the drive into the fairway bunker. And then he's taken on, yeah, I would describe this as a shot of the season, probably recency bias, but he's in the fairway bunker, he's taken the hybrid, and he's cleared the lip. He's hit it so perfectly, he's cleared the lip by miles. And I when I saw the shot, I thought that's going to finish short, because it had gone so high.
Yeah.
But it was such a pure strike. It landed a yard short of the hole, nearly went in for an albatross, dare I say. And then it just held enough. For him to putt from the fringe, so he holed the eagle putt with aplomb. Just a glorious moment, a magnificent way to win your maiden title, and he's been knocking on the door for such a long time. Brendan Duke was pleased, friend of the show, Brendan Duke. Brendan Duke tweeted He tweeted the artist formerly known as ... Beast Mode Finish, and I thought that was hilarious because obviously he was known as Jaden Trey Shaper when he first came onto the scene. When we first started tipping him in 2020, he was known as Jaden Trey Shaper. Then he decided to ditch the Trey from his official title and on the European tour. So Jaden Shaper now, the artist formerly known as Jaden Trey Shaper.
24-year-old, 95th start. He's now top of the race to Dubai. It's a little bit early for all that kind of talk, he's in, put himself in a good spot.
Well, you say it's early for that sort of talk, but he would have noticed that. And like, you know, he's playing this week. We'll come to him this week. You know, he'd be keen to build a nice lead in that going into the Christmas break. He's good enough to contend for winning that. So,
and of course, you mentioned he's playing this week. We'll get on to him, but once you land that first title, it can open the proverbial floodgates.
I think you're absolutely right, Dave. I mean, when you won your first snooker tournament, you can probably remember that, can't you?
Many years ago. It was the first of many.
I heard you. First of many. Well, you were really quite nervous when you were getting that last point, weren't you? But then, since then, you've been cock of the north. You walk with a swagger. real cock.
I just wish I had that big check swagger, but yes, well, of course.
It'll come, Dave, it'll come. But Jaden Trey Shaper's looking to the future with great confidence. Sean Norris, to be fair to Sean Norris, you know, tremendous sportsmanship afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, really, really patting him on the back. And Sean Norris didn't do a lot wrong. I mean, it's an amazing back nine from Sean Norris to get into the playoff. And then he birdied the playoff hole and just beaten by an eagle. Sean Norris, a prolific winner. He's won 8 times on the Japan Tour, twice on the DP World Tour, 43 years of age. Keep your eye on Sean Norris when you're playing in South Africa. And then Eugenio Chicara.
Yeah, 15 under par.
We've had some... We've backed him before in live events. He used to be a liver. The more I see of him, the less impressed I am. Because he's very, very impressive. A bit like you, Dave.
Steady.
But he went 63, 66, 70 last week. But it's some wild shots. He does some really destructive shots, and he gets angry quickly. Yeah, he's bring lots of similarities to you, Dave.
Yeah.
he gets angry so quickly, and like his head came off at times last week. So I think he needs to work on his temperament, Dave.
Yeah, there's two of us, that's for sure. Any other takeaways? Anyone else catch the eye?
No. I think we need to move on to the Grant Thorne, which was so disappointing. We were
right, I'm not going to pretend that I watched this, so just tell us what happened.
What, you didn't watch any of it?
Well, Andrew, there's not enough hours in the day to watch it all, come on.
No, fair enough. I know you've got an active social life. Yeah, Andrew Novak and Lauren Coughlin won that.
Yes, I know that much. 28 under par, three-shot victory.
Three-shot victory. And Andrew Novak is the king of the pairs events. I mean, he was making some wisecracks before the final round, saying he was going for the grand slam of pairs events because he won the Zurich Classic pairs events in April with Ben Griffin. And now he's won the Grant Thornton. So he is the king of pairs. He must relax his partner. I don't know. He's good at the banter. Andrew Novak's good at the banter. I think he relaxed Lauren Coughlin. I thought Lauren Coughlin, was going to choke.
You can just call her Lauren from now on, all right? You're making me really nervous. Lauren and Andrew.
I think it's Lauren Coughlin. And I thought Lauren Coughlin was going to choke on Sunday, Dave, if you forgive me. Because she hasn't won a great deal. But I was wrong, because they made birdies at 17 and 18, three-shot success, and denied our team. I mean, I was following it. Very keen. I mean, it's a very difficult situation, actually, Dave, if you must know. Because
I must now. I now must know.
Because it finished very early on Sunday night, and the kids are all still away, and we're watching Nativity, which is one of the best films I've ever seen. Have you seen that
one? Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Nativity 2
as well is on in my house at the moment.
Is it? Well, Nativity 1, I could not believe what a good film it was. And it's, the start of the sort of Christmas holidays, I suppose. And it was, I was in tears at times during the TV. It's quite emotional, isn't it?
Well, it is. And if you want to take it that way, yeah.
And the final round of the Grant Thornton was going on at the same time. And I was thinking, it's a hugely controversial move to leave the end of Nativity to go and watch the end of the Grant Thornton in a really difficult situation.
That's a tough sell in the house, yeah.
But fortunately, Tommy Tiger caused a bit of a scene. And that gave me a chance to get out and watch the end of the Grant Thornton. But our team finished second, Dave.
Right.
Absolute heartbreak. Denny McCarthy and Nelly Calder. Yep. Full place return to cover the win part of the bet. Just got sloppy in round two, the middle of round two. Birdies at 9 and 10 in the alternate shot. And Nelly Calder's putter was ice cold. Nelly Calder's putter cost them the win, I'd say, because she left so many shots out there. So we've had second place in the Grant Thornton in both editions of the Grant Thornton. Hopefully more like next year.
Okay, but you're in good form. You've had a winner and a runner-up.
Well, yeah, it's a bit early for that, but if we get a winner this week, then
well,
I'll feel,
I'll
feel
like I'm... Well, it's better than blanking.
Absolutely, no. We desperately needed to get
golf
back on track.
Golf betting is hard. I feel like you beat yourself up, because I know you put a lot into it, Steve.
It is.
Just take a moment, take a breath.
Yeah.
It's a winning week. Yeah. Listen, 25 years tipping in the Racing Post.
Yes.
Only 3 years without returning a profit.
That's correct, Dave. That's correct. Yeah, yeah. So this year's definitely going to be a winning year. I mean, the last few months have not gone very well, but we started the season really well. But yeah, it's a winning year, and we had only three since we started in 2001.
I know too modest to flag that up, so I've made a note of that. That's impressive.
I appreciate that.
25 years, that's impressive.
Well, let's bring up impressive facts that we're too modest to be. You've had a 147 break, haven't you?
127. Not quite yet. Listen, before we get on to the Mauritius Open, there is a book here.
If you just mumble once, I've had a 127, they'll presume it's a 147.
Talk to me about the book.
Oh, the book, yes, the book. Yeah, the book. We've had this book. Which camera? That camera?
There you go.
This book has been sent to us, the golf quiz book, which has just come out. The author is Mark Matthews. And Mark Matthews has sent a lovely message.
Just to prove that we can be bought, all endorsements here on the Sweet Spot. Yeah.
Well, he's actually written about the Sweet Spot in here. This camera. And he's written in the dedication section. Steve Palmer's in the dedication, whose enormous knowledge of and passion for the two G's, golf and gambling, are so infectious in print and on YouTube. I love the way he tells you that you should have a big punt on a particular golfer, only to hear from the guy who shares the screen.
Guilty.
that you should always remember to gamble responsibly.
Which you absolutely should.
But Mark Matthews describes that as the oxymoron of all oxymorons. because obviously golf...
It's hard. Golf is hard.
Golf is hard. And we had one of the comments last week, I think it was, from... You know, one of that small band of naysayers saying, "Oh, it would have been. It's easy to when you pick five. It's easy when you pick five to have the winner. It really isn't, particularly when you have 2 400-to-1 shots and 100-to-1 shots." So we had two main bets last week. 156 players, and we had the winner. I know it wasn't a big price, but to describe it as easy when you have five is complete lunacy. I don't want to linger on the negative comments. But,
just name check the book for us. We'll maybe read a question out. We'll quiz you.
The golf quiz book, yeah.
Can we give that away, or is that your copy?
That's my bedside reading. That's my signed copy from Mark Matthews.
Beautiful. I'll dig a question out of there a little bit later on, and we'll think of some sort of prize that we can give away. But we'll quiz you and see what you're made of anyway.
I've got a banana.
We don't need to quiz anyone on that.
You could win the banana. Might be a bit mouldy by the time we get it to you.
Right, okay. Shall we move on? I think we should move on to the Mauritius Open, then. 9th edition, co-sanctioned by the DP World Tour and the Sunshine Tour. We are at... Well, where are we? Talk to us about the course. I'm going to describe it, Louis Oosthuizen, as a strategic and undulating course. We're not going to bomb this, no?
Well, Louis Oosthuizen... helped with the course design, actually, and then won it when it was staged. It's only been staged there once before. So we're at the Reserve Golf Links,
yep.
Heritage Golf Club, Belle Ombre, Mauritius. 7,357 yards, par 72, 5 par 5s, 5 par 3s. It opened in December 1, 2023. So a very new course. Staged in Mauritius Open soon after that. It's the first and only contemporary links track in the Indian Ocean. Peter Matkovich, the course designer. You're smirking at me.
Do you know what?
I got something on my face.
I've just got a chub at you. Don't know where to look, do you? There's so many cameras on Steve.
No.
You don't know where to look. Just relax.
I know you're experienced.
Just relax.
RPG TV,
just
man.
Relax.
Bring back RPG TV.
Talk to us. So what kind of player are we looking
it.
For?
We all miss it.
What sort of player are we looking for?
You've got five par fives, Dave.
Right.
And you're looking to devour them, but we've also got a windy forecast. So it's not guns away. We've got sunny, warm, windy weather for the first 3 days. So, I mean, it's not bombs away. You need strong ball striking here to make the most of those five par fives. And Louis Oosthuizen is the only course winner, but he's not playing this week. Controversially, not bothering to turn up.
2023 winner, John Parry last year.
John Parry last year, a different track, yeah. So I'd say controlling your ball in the breeze is going to be the most important thing. And then plus touch and control around the tricky green. So, 156 players going to post. Place your bets by 2:20 a.m. Didn't bother with a klaxon, but 2:20 a.m. Thursday morning.
Right, so Wednesday night, basically, unless you're a night owl. Right, yeah, let's have a look at the show. 15-2 then, today's man, Jaden Shaper. 10-1, Angel Ayora. John Parry, 16s. Dan Brown, 21s. 26-1 bar. How many in the team?
We got five.
Big
prices. Only one tournament. We've got our tails up. We'll take five and then we'll have the Christmas break after that.
Okay, right, give it to me then. Who is the main selection?
Jaden Trey Shaper. Such a tough decision whether to leave chips on the table. I know you like your casinos. Yeah. Are we going to leave? Yeah, we've had a winner. Are we going to leave some chips on the table? Yeah, there are the negatives here in this decision are that he's contending for the third week in succession. If he contends this week, that'd be three on the spin because he was second in the Nedbank. He won last week. But you know, what's left in the tank? I think the fact that the Saturday's play was abandoned is pretty important. It was only 54 holes last week.
Yeah,
he's had all of Saturday with his feet up. It finished really early because they played the final round early because there was thunderstorms coming in late. So the course was going to get flooded again. So he was out of there. He was out of there very early on. He's not the sort of fella to go bananas either. Let's get the proper.
He's 24.
He's not the sort of fella to go bananas. He's 24, yeah. But he's very grounded. He's a God-fearing individual.
Right, he's part of the God squad.
Well, he dedicated his victory first and foremost to God. His very strong parents. His dad used to caddy for him for a long time. Put it this way, I don't think he would have been out on source for a few days. You know, certain players, when they win, you know, Darren Clark back in the day would have really enjoyed himself and you wouldn't be considering backing him the following week. But I do not think Jaden Shaper is that sort of character. I think he's got plenty left in the tank. He's playing the golf of his life and he's got a huge monkey off the bat. We often talk about monkeys coming off the bat. You know, he's been contending for titles since 2020 and I think he's going to be spectacular in the months to come. And that swing, Dave, that swing. I mean, the swing, for me, it's like technical perfection. You know, short backswing, very brisk through the ball. There's not a lot that can go wrong. And this week, I think it's the ideal swing for the conditions. As I said, it's going to
windy,
be
windy. Yep.
Lots of wind. I think he's going to stay out of trouble. I think he's going to keep his scorecard clean. And he loves Mauritius. He first started coming to Mauritius in 2019. He was there for the All-Africa Team Championship in 2019.
Yeah.
And South Africa won that event. He was the lowest scorer in the whole competition. Made birdies for fun. His Mauritius Open form figures, 9-6-13, Dave. The sixth place was at this week's venue 2 years ago. So if he applies himself properly, which I fully expect him to do, and you know, he's got the focus of the world rankings, he's just moved into the top 100 for the first time, he'll have eyes on the top 50, he can get in the top 50 quickly, I suspect. Highly motivated for this, I think. And the race to Dubai you mentioned earlier,
yep.
He's top of that.
Top of the shot.
That would have caught his eye. I just don't see him coming into this sloppily. I think he's...
Is that a word?
Sloppily, is that a word? Can we get the dictionary check?
I'm not happy with that.
If sloppily is not a word, then it ruddy well should be.
Right, okay.
And South Africans have got a great record in this event.
Talk to me about the price. Are you happy with the price?
It was 9-1 opening shows, 19-2 on the enhanced win only. Yeah, I must...
Are you going win only, yeah?
Yeah, win only. It has to be win only with this staking plan. It chased the enhanced win onlys. There's still plenty of 15-2 available as we go to post here.
Yep.
And you can get better on the enhanced win only. So, yeah, I think it's definitely worth leaving the chips on the table. Three of the last eight Mauritius Opens would be won by South Africans. The two runners-up last year were South African. Mauritius is in Africa. I've been to Mauritius. I wasn't even sure where it was when I got on the plane. I was in the continent of Africa. Similar conditions, similar climate. We have to go in again.
Right, he is the first of five.
Well, I've got time for a slip.
You have got, not a problem. So Jaden Shaper then did the business last week. Steve rowing in again. Who's the next best?
Casey Jarvis. Is it deja vu? Casey Jarvis was on our team last week. We're keeping the faith. The Alfred Dunhill was going really well until one hole. He had a disaster hole. His final hole of round one, he took on a really ambitious shot from the lip of the bunker. He made an ugly bogey six. Wind out the sails. Flat Friday. Played well on Sunday, though. Putted really well on Sunday. He actually made three eagles and 12 birdies in the 54 holes he played last week. It was a classic Casey Jarvis roller coaster ride. Step on board again this week, Dave.
You love it.
He's got five par fives to attack. I mean, this is an eagle machine. We talk a lot about birdie machines, don't we? We got an eagle machine here. And I think he's going to make lots of eagles this week. He's got that putting confidence from Sunday. He was the best putter in the field on Sunday in the final round of the Alfred Dunhill. Steady Mauritius form figures, 40, 25, 36. That 25th was at this course, so his best performance, like Schaefer, has come on this course. He's won two of his last four tournaments, Dave.
Right.
Is that not enough to wipe the smirk off
winner.
Your face?
He's not in the bin. We want winners.
He's a winner. He's won two of his last four tournaments. Yeah, I know they're Sunshine Tour events, but yeah, every chance he makes that three from five on Sunday.
Right, he is the next best. Three more for us. We've got some big juicy prices.
Three more. We've got two reasonably juicy prices. This one's mid-range. I need to establish which camera. It's
this one here,
it's that one.
You're very, just take a moment.
I do apologise.
You're all over the shot. And you're very excited.
Yeah, I'm just keyed up when I get to the big smoke. You know, I'm a simple country boy. I get to the big smoke and there's all happening, isn't it?
That's you, right there, my man. That's you.
I came up last night. Henry Harwick's a great host. He made a lovely jacket potato for me to settle me in. He knows I get a bit edgy on these trips to London.
Beans and cheese,
he had these massive, massive beans, actually, and then he put some sort of sauce on top of it. Henry Harwick could be a good catch for any lady viewers we've got out there. He makes a lovely jacket potato, so email him.
Right, okay. Anyway.
Jacob Skov-Olesen.
Okay,
That's the third selection, Jacob Skov-Olesen. Olesen.
You're a big fan.
Rising star of the DP World Tour, the 2024 amateur champion, Danish left-hander. Did us a favour in the first round of the Open, you might remember.
Yes.
He got a share of the first round lead.
Yeah.
That was glorious. 26-year-old powerhouse. He's growing comfortable in the professional ranks. Hasn't been a pro for long. Five top eight finishes on the DP World Tour this year. The first of those was in the Joburg Open in March. Recent form encouraging. 11th on his DP World Tour Championship debut a month ago. Fantastic performance. 40th in the Nedbank, 40th in the Alfred Dunhill, and returning to a tournament this week where he finished 9th on debut 12 months ago. He was world number 802 going into that event, Dave. This week tees off as world number 154, which shows you the progress he's making, getting better all the time, can handle a breeze. You know, maybe he's going to do the same as Rasmus Hoggar did in 2019. You know, another Dane, a compatriot of his. Rasmus Hoggar made this his maiden DP World Tour title. I think Olesen well capable of following in his footsteps, you know.
Yeah, big player.
Yeah.
Big player. Okay, who else?
Number four, Davis Bryant. Increasingly impressive American 25-year-old. Turned pro in 2023. He's come through DP World Tour Q School twice now. Just a month ago, he had to go through Q School again. Narrowly missed out on keeping full playing rights. But proved his bottle at Q School again. Getting more experience, getting more familiar with the venues. And he played well on the Challenge Tour at the end of last season, 13, 14, 27 in his final three Challenge Tour events. And he started the new DP World Tour season really, really solidly. Is that a word?
I'll accept that.
The opposite of sloppily. Davis Bryant's been out of the gate solidly, 14th in the Australian PGA, 12th in the Australian Open. So neat and tidy player. The windier it gets, the more chance he's got, I'd say. Because he's very accurate. And in his DP World Tour debut, came in this event 12 months ago, finished 42nd.
Okay, on the rise. We've got one more. Are we talking massive, massive price?
No, I'm sorry. I know I had some massive prices last week, but he's 75 to 1.
That's big enough. I'm happy with that.
75 to 1. Yeah, that'll pay for a few baubles, wouldn't it? The final one is Christian Burke. Finally, I know where to look. Christian Burke. A youngster who's hit a rich vein of form, coming of age, 25 years old. He's posted 8 top 20s in a row. 7 of them were on the Sunshine Tour. And then last week, it's an upgrade to the DP World Tour, and he finished 4th, tied 4th in the Alfred Dunhill. In that run of top 20s, he's had a 2nd, a 3rd, and a 5th. 4th last week in the Alfred Dunhill. You know, he's believing in himself now, is Christian Burke. And he's making his 3rd Mauritius Open start, which might surprise you. Way back, does that surprise you? Look at the surprise.
Yeah, if you like, yeah.
Look at the surprise on his face. He's dumbfounded by that. Way back in 2022, when his world ranking was double what it is now,
right,
he made his Mauritius Open debut and he finished 45th. Decent effort with no experience in the bank. And then last year, guess where he finished last year, Dave? Let's start the quiz. Let's start the golf quiz.
We are going to quiz.
He finished 5th last year in the Mauritius Open. It was the best performance of his career. thus far until last week. So Christian Burke, powerhouse, five par fives to attack. Lovely each way option. So I've got three South Africans in my team in a tournament that the South Africans absolutely love.
Okay, anything else to add? You've covered quite a lot there with your five players.
We've covered quite a lot. I mean, Angel Ayora deserves a mention, doesn't he? You know, my chance to say that Angel Ayora in close range to you is really quite exciting.
It feels like you're getting closer. More this year. Steady.
Angel Ayora.
Steady on.
Angel Ayora, we know we love Angel Ayora. But he tailed off last week. He wasn't very impressive last week. He's played this course once before, finished 33rd. I prefer Shaper to Ayora. I think Ayora is quite a short price this week. And John Parry just absolutely gassed. I mean, John Parry plays such a heavy schedule. Would he be here? Let me ask you a question, Dave.
Go on.
Would he be here if he were not defending champion?
Probably not.
Probably not. I'd agree with that. I think I think John Parry's going to the PGA Tour next year. I think he looks gassed to me, so I think he's a short price as
one
well.
One to take on.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. Another mention for this book. This is the Golf Quiz Book by Mark Matthews. Maybe we'll try and get in touch with Mark and give one away.
Mart. Sorry, I thought you said Mark. Mart.
I've got a question. You might know the answer.
I've got a question.
Jump in the comments. I've tried to make it.
Should we let the
commenters, dare I say,
let
easy
the commenters
enough
answer this? Yeah.
Okay. During the 2025 Masters, which we're going to touch on in a moment, who was the only man to shoot three rounds in the 60s? And I give you a clue. Wasn't the winner.
That's a great question.
There you go.
The fact that he's talking about the 2025 Masters shows how recently this book came out, didn't it? So, yeah, get your copy.
Get in the comments, let us know. We'll pick one at random. Maybe we'll get in touch with Mark and we'll give one away as a prize to the person we select.
Yes, good idea.
On the Masters, let's talk highlights of 2025.
Yes.
I'm going to give you two and you can pick either. You can go with something else. I'm going to give you Rory winning the Masters.
Sure.
And a certain week at Bethpage Black.
Yeah.
Europe winning the Ryder Cup. What is Steve Palmer's highlight of 2025?
It's such a shame that betting comes into it now, isn't it? Because as hard-nosed punters, we are professional. We're not professional punters, but we're professional tipsters.
Yep.
And the betting means so much to us that the fact that we're on the right side of the Ryder Cup and on the wrong side of the Masters, Ludwig Aubert was the one that was after winning that. It colours me. It does, though. So I'll give you three.
Wow. Okay.
I'll give you three because I'd say the highlight of the PGA Tour season for me. And again,
give me a highlight of Liv, I swear I'm walking out the studio. I do not want a highlight of Liv. Go.
No, my highlight of the PGA Tour was Ludwig Aubert.
Right.
When he won the Genesis Championship
we
in February.
Ludwig,
he's obviously one of my favourite players. That was the first night of my holiday in Gran Canaria. And there's nothing better than getting a winner on the first night of a holiday. It relaxes you. The kids can have anything they want then. Unlimited ice cream. So for me, that was joyous. My highlight of the DP World Tour would be Martin Kuvre. We haven't mentioned it for a while. Martin Kuvre, when he won the Turkish Airlines Open in May. I mean, I just love it when a young player that we've identified as a great talent is improving. When they prove it really quickly, and he won at a big price in Turkey there, that was really, really satisfying. So Martin Kuvre's final round in Turkey was the DP World Tour highlight. Do you remember that? Hold absolutely everything that day. But I'd say the highlight of all golf is definitely that Ryder Cup. Yeah, because history was against us going into that. History
in
was
a big way.
It. In a big way, yeah.
Keegan Bradley's tears, everything.
Yeah. The home team always wins the Ryder Cup. So history was against us. The home crowd was against us. Yeah, there's some filthy animals in there.
Yeah, it was.
Some filthy animals. You can tell
some of them are presidents. There's all sorts, yeah.
Well, he's blotted his copybook this week, I'm afraid. But yeah, there's some filthy animals there. That expression must be in my head because Home Alone comes on at Christmas. Yeah. There's a scene in there where you go, you filthy animals. So that's why I'm calling them that. But there were some filthy animals. It was just so satisfying to see Team Europe be so courageous, wasn't it, in that atmosphere. So I think the highlight for me was the Ryder Cup.
No love for Rory, and the
Rory love will come when I vote for him to win Sports Personality of the Year.
Right. You might be the only one by the sounds of it. We're hoping, golfers have got a poor record.
Is it Thursday night?
I don't know.
I think it's on Thursday.
Can Angry Ginge win it? That's what I want to know.
Well, if Rory can get Angry Ginge to do his promotion, maybe. Yeah, if you are watching, I assume somebody's watching this. If you are watching, then vote for Rory McIlroy.
We can start a campaign, yeah.
Actually get out
Rory
and vote.
Rory for Spotty.
Yeah, Rory for Spotty. Hashtag Rory for Spotty. He must win. He must win that because it'd leave a sour taste in my mouth if he doesn't. I mean, how can a golfer ever win Spotty if he doesn't win this? It's almost like a golfer will never win Spotty again if he doesn't win this. And I've just come from the office. We're in the studio. The office is just there. There's petrol heads in there that are just stink of petrol going on about blimmin' Lando Norris. And they vote in numbers. They're already planning their campaign. The F1 guys are just organised.
Rory for Spotty. We need to get that going.
Yes. Yeah, make those petrol heads cry. Because Lando Norris, all he does do is sit there.
It's just transport, I think you called it before.
It's so easy, isn't it? I could do that. I'm a good driver. I've got about 12 points on my licence because I'm such a...
Speed demon.
Yeah, I'm not proud of that. You shouldn't speed, guys. But I just like 32 and a 30, you know, that sort of thing.
I don't think you get done for that, so it must be a bit more.
But the point is, anyone can drive a blimmin' car.
Not everyone can win a Masters
under that sort of pressure. Not just a Masters, completing the career Grand Slam after 10 years of anguish. I mean, come on. Yeah, if he doesn't win that, I'm going to get quite angry.
I'm getting the feeling quite angry at Bay already.
Angry Steve's here.
Before we get on to a roundup then, what does the Steve Palmer Christmas period look like? Because there is no golf. There's plenty of darts.
There's plenty of darts. You know, you go throwing myself into the family vibe. You know, that's what Christmas is all about. We were discussing it on the darts podcast we did the other day. You see our darts podcast?
Yeah, very good, yeah.
Christmas is a time for... I like eating. I like Brussels sprouts, actually. One of the few people that do. I really enjoy a Brussels sprout. If you serve me up a bowl of Brussels sprouts Christmas Day, I'll get them all down.
Right. I'll take a 3-wood to them, I think, rather than...
Would you?
Not for me.
No, I'm going to eat and I'm going to drink responsibly. I'm going to gamble responsibly.
Right. Were there any Jaden Shaper, Luke Littler doubles flowing around? Anything like that? I know you like to...
Do you know what?
Yeah, running up.
There was a treble with Luke Littler with Denny McCarthy and Nelly Corletta. It's disappointing that they didn't do the business. But yeah, I think Luke Littler's definitely...
He's your man, right?
Luke Littler, yeah, the price hasn't moved much. I mean, who's impressed you most in the early rounds? You know, Luke Littler's impressed me most. I mean, I just thought he looked like different class, you know, under maximum pressure. Darius Lavanauskas played well.
I was impressed by one of the players being able to stop a firework with his bare hand yesterday. My word.
Interesting scenes. Poor old Cameron Menzies, absolute ding-donger. Hopefully that hand recovers. He's probably had a few cut hands because he used to be a plumber. He was a part-time plumber, part-time dart player. Now he's a full-time dart player. But I mean, when you're doing a bit of plumbing, you get a lot of hand injuries.
I've had plumbers round. They've never done that.
No. I mean, you know, to be fair, yeah, poor old Cameron. I think he split up with Fallon Sherrick. Did you know that?
It's not my world, darts.
Cameron, it's not your world. Cameron Menzies and Fallon Sherrick were an item. It ended. I suspect Fallon ended it. And yeah, a broken-hearted man does crazy things. Trust me.
I think
a broken-hearted man does crazy things. So be merciful on Cameron.
Oh, I just want to know, is Luke Littler going to win it? That's all I need to know from you.
Luke Littler is going to win it. Yeah, Luke Littler's going to win it. Remains to be seen who he plays in the final. I think he'll play Johnny Clayton in the semi-final, and then he'll probably have Jermaine Watamina or Danny Noppert waiting in the final, I'd say.
Okay. Yeah. All darts before the golf resumes. Listen, we will be back with another show, of course, next year to get players to follow in 2026. We want some sort of Masters, PGA, Open, get the majors going, the ACCA. But we want to hear from you as well. We'll read a few out on that show when we return. So let us know your players to follow next year and we'll pick Steve's brains when we return in January. Let's have a roundup then. Just the one tournament, Steve.
Yep, just the one tournament.
What are you doing with that banana? You're making me nervous.
I don't know. I was just kidding. I'm
We're not quite... done yet.
I was
You're making me nervous.
Someone in the office, I haven't eaten a banana for years, but someone in the office gave it
tipping
to me.
Tipping roundup, great potassium. Tipping roundup, five plays for the Mauritius Open. Who are they?
Jaden Shaper, Casey Jarvis, Jacob Skov, Ollison, Davis Bryant, and Christian Burke.
Marvellous. Okay, dramatic pause. Steve, it's lovely to see you. You go steady tonight. The Racing Post Sports Desk Christmas do.
Yeah,
where are you off to?
They come thick and fast. So last week was the whole of the Racing Post's Christmas bash, and then this one is just the Sports Desk boys. So I'm not sure. Adam Scriven's in charge, one of the aforementioned petrol heads. So
yes.
Probably be having a tour of the Ferrari building or some other boring...
You go steady. It's lovely to see you. Best of luck this week. You out there as well. Lovely to see you. Wish yourself a Merry Christmas from myself and Steve. Did we get
Merry
a Steve
Christmas.
Palmer Christmas message at all from you?
Be responsible. be responsible.
Marvellous.
No, peace be with you. I like that one. Peace be with you. And with you.
Okay, right. We will see you next time. We'll see you on the other side. Do have yourself a Merry Christmas. Gamble responsibly. Enjoy the golf. And we'll see you next time.